From the Cambridge News Desk at 1 and our top story this hour, Cambridge's MP Daniel Zeigner says his thoughts are with everyone caught up in this morning's terror attacks in Brussels. The attacks have left 34 people dead and many others seriously injured. Two explosions happened at the city's main airport in the departure hall. A third explosion took place at a metro station close to the European Union's main buildings. Sky's Alex Rossi had just checked into the airport after being in Brussels to cover last week's terror arrests.
We felt the walls of the building rock. Dust came down from the ceiling. So I think it was a very big explosion. Hardly surprising, of course, that the windows are blown out.
David Garcia was travelling on the metro when it was attacked. He says he didn't hear the blast but did feel it.
After a while, there was started to be some smoke on the tunnel. You could smell it. We were close at that moment to the Malbec station. And you could hear some people screaming from in the distance.
Back here in the UK, David Cameron's been chairing an emergency meeting of the government's Cobra Committee and has also spoken to the Belgian Prime Minister.
These are difficult times, these are appalling terrorists, but we must stand together to do everything we can to stop them and to make sure that although they attack our way of life and they attack us because of who we are, we will never let them win.
Elsewhere, police patrols across Britain have been increased at key locations, including transport hubs. In other news this lunchtime, emergency services are at the scene of a fatal collision on the A14. Officers were called to reports of a one-vehicle crash near Alconbury on the eastbound carriageway close to the Spittles interchange just before 7.15 this morning. Details are sketchy, but one person has suffered fatal injuries. The westbound carriageway is currently closed at Spittles and the eastbound carriageway is shut near Alconbury. Diversions are in place.